Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day to everyone. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are here in the studio today, and we thank God that it is a wonderful day in Zion. Praise the Lamb of God. All is well, all is well, all is well, and all shall be well with you, you, and you, as you continue, praise the Lamb of God, to give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. The Lord will move on your behalf. People of God, it's a wonderful day. I thank God for each of you that are chiming in, that's calling in, praise God. It is awesome just to see the response week by week and the report from the blog radio administration concerning the increase in numbers on the show. And I thank God for you for spreading the word. Please continue, praise the Lamb, to inbox, to on Facebook, and to share on Twitter and other places that you might be concerning this show. We are so grateful to God for loyal supporters such as you who believe in the anointing that's on our lives, who believe that God is speaking through us and that we're allowing God to use us. Our co-host, Pastor Lawrence London Jr., praise the Lamb of God, is doing some training for a position that God has blessed him with. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, he's been with us here in the Detroit area for several months without work, and now God has blessed him to get a job. And I don't really know where it is at or what he'll be doing, but I know that he has preparation and training that he must undergo in order, praise the Lamb of God, to fill those shoes. And so, therefore, we are praying for him that God will give him all that he needs as he go. I'm sure he'll be on if he can a little later. If not, then he'll be on tomorrow or the next day. But we're here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We are hoping and praying the best for him, that God would use him in the way that he goes, praise the Lamb of God. You know, sometimes the Lord has to move you through some things, hallelujah, to get you to some things. And such is the case with Pastor Lawrence London Jr. You have been praying for him mightily, and the Lord is blessing him right now. I told him it was his turn, it was his time, it was his season, and God is opening the doors for him. Hallelujah. Don't worry. He was at church yesterday. Praise the Lamb. Went to dinner with me yesterday, celebrating his birthday weekend along with my son Joseph. And we had a wonderful, wonderful fellowship, a laughing good time. He is as humorous as anybody can be. And with Joe at the table, Lord have mercy, there is not a dull moment. So we thank God for the celebration of that birth. And we move on, people of God, on this beautiful Monday morning or afternoon now, praise God, to bring you the prophetic perspective. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk today, praise God, some more about prayer and what God did. Praise the Lamb of God, because after today we're going to get into the first fruit in giving, praise the Lamb of God, situation. Praise the Lord. There's so many people who've been blessed, hallelujah, through their giving. There's so many people who've been blessed through their giving, and we're going to talk about that starting tomorrow. I really want this hindering spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and this spirit of impoverishment to be broken off the lives of the people of God, praise the Lamb of God. There is a way for that to happen, praise the Lamb. If we observe God's word, listen to the word, or be obedient to the word, God will bless us, praise the Lamb of God, in a way, hallelujah, that we will not have room to receive. It is the word of God. God cannot lie. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Tonight is the night of the healing and miracle service. Praise the Lamb of God. Just a few minutes ago, I'm standing there, and the Lord just started talking to me about it. Praise the Lamb, and told me, he said, yes, you will take the healing mantle. Praise the Lamb of God. The holy healing mantle will be present tonight in the building, praise God, to lay upon the people. Hallelujah. The Lord does not let me take that mantle out when I get ready, people of God. It's only at his word does it move off the altar. It stays there on the altar, praise the Lamb of God, soaking in the presence of God, as I call it, right there before the Ark of the Covenant. Praise the Lamb of God. It stays right there, laying on the word of God, praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord promised me that all that goes into it as it lays there, he would take out of it, praise the Lamb of God, and he would put a fresh anointing in it. And he has not failed, praise the Lamb of God, to do that. And the miracles and signs and wonders keep coming forth. I will be engarfed in full vesture tonight, praise the Lamb, at the Truth Church there on Ford Road, praise the Lamb of God, and we will be there at 7 p.m. tonight. 7 p.m. tonight, we will be on Ford Road, praise the Lamb of God, four blocks west of Telegraph. Four blocks west of Telegraph, we will be, praise the Lamb of God, there. Hallelujah, the first church right there, praise the Lamb of God, at Silvery Lane. Silvery Lane, hallelujah, and Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan. Silvery Lane and Ford Road, Dearborn, Michigan. We will be there, praise the Lamb of God, with the holy mantle tonight, doing the will of God, hallelujah, expecting a miracle and moving. I've been praying over this, praying over this, praying over this. God says, yes, Hallelujah. All we have to do is show up and do what we do to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Do praise and worship and the prophetic word and watch God work. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will work. Hallelujah. God wants to work and he's going to work. I believe it today that some bondages is going to be broken. Some chains are going to be broken off. Hallelujah. The yokes are going to be destroyed by the very anointing of God tonight. And praise the Lamb of God. Somebody going to leave there with the miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Miracle in their finances. Miracle. Praise the Lamb of God in their home, in their marriage. God's going to turn some stuff around. It's healing in the bodies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bring your family out. Bring people out. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm coming tonight to minister to the people. I'm not coming there, praise them, for no shows or fashions or nothing like that. I'm coming to minister to the people. I want to give to the people. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I told the Lord. I prayed about it at his birth. He came. He brought salvation. The word salvation is deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. I want healing, miracles, and deliverance to take place in the house tonight. Make sure you're present. Get on the phone. Call your loved ones. Praise the Lamb of God. Diabetes have been reversed because of the manna. Praise the Lamb of God. Cancer has disappeared. AIDS has flown away. Praise the Lamb of God because of the mantle of the Lord, the holy mantle of the Lord, and God moving in that mantle. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. I take no credit. Praise the Lamb. I take no credit. Praise the Lamb of God. What God does, God does. I take no credit whatsoever, people of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. I feel the presence of God now. Praise the Lamb of God. Even while I'm speaking to you, I feel the Lord moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Even on this show. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb. Now, let's move to prayer. Praise God. If there's any prayer, special prayer requests, please push 1 now on your dial. Praise God, so we can hear your request. We're praying for Valerie today. Oh, my God, our sister Val, hallelujah, has a serious sinus infection or sinus headache. I'll put it that way. Praise the Lamb, and we gave her some instructions, and hopefully she does that, and we are praying for her that that will break. That's a terrible headache. I've had it myself. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So we're praying for Valerie today, our dear administrator on the page. Praise God, who does so much for us. And then also we're praying for all his a couple of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we're praying for the Sandy Hook school, and that school, that those children's lives will never, ever be the same. We're praying for them. Erico 708.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
Good morning, Sandra. How are you doing?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed today. I have a prayer request for Pastor Shatwan. Ever since her ordination, you know, when you go higher in God, you come under more demonic attack.
Truly.
And she has been in so much pain, and she's gone to the doctors, and they don't see anything wrong where she's been hurting in her legs and her chest and her stomach. It's just really been so unbearable, and she's been a real trooper through all of us. I just want to lift her up in prayer and pray for her healing and that she would be made whole and well.
Tell her to call into the show today.
Okay.
Tell her to call me. Praise the Lamb of God. I just saw something. Tell her to call me. Praise
okay.
the Lamb. All right. Oh, matter all of right. fact, listening already. She just pushed 1 on her dial. Praise
Thank
the Lamb.
You.
Thank you for that, though, that your intercession. Praise the Lamb of God is going to bring her deliverance because she might not push 1 today, but because of you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank
I'm
you.
Telling you, I'm releasing something for you. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I receive
it. God, there he is. He here. Praise the Lamb. Bless you. Shatwan. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm healed. I'm walking and healing today.
Amen.
Listen to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Run your tub of water. Praise the Lamb of God. Run your tub of warm water. Praise the Lord. And put the anointing oil in the water. When you get in the tub, I want you to soak and I want you to have Praise the Lamb of God, praise music playing.
Yes.
Lamb of God, and I want you to have the Don't Throw the Water All Over the House, Shatwan, but just meditate and pray in there, praise the Lamb of God. Read the word, praise the Lamb of God, of deliverance, of strength, praise out of the Psalms of David, praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of the Lord has come on the water. Hallelujah. And your things are going to leave. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you what happened to you. Somebody transferred something to you whose hand was on your head.
Ooh.
They didn't mean to, no doubt, but it happened. Praise the Lamb of God. You took somebody else's infirmity.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
That's a part of your anointing on your life. It's a part of my mantle, and my hand was on your head. Praise the Lamb of God. You took somebody's pain. You're bearing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you got to cast all your cares on him. Hallelujah,
yes.
Because he cares for you. Get in that water. Do what the prophet tells you. You're going to be fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord lift that right on up off of you in the very name of Jesus. And it is so.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. That's called a spiritual bath. Take your spiritual bath, darling. Hallelujah. And watch what God does. You're going to say, Lord, have mercy. That's what you're going to say. Lord, is this all I had to do?
I know that's right.
This
week has been a trying week for me.
Mm-hmm. And then go to Sandra. Put a gun on her and give me a good offering. Put it in my in PayPal. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You got that.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, God, the Lord is moving already. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Sandra, the Lord said he has not forgotten you. Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
God said he's sorry by his holiness. He's on the way to your house.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
You better get ready. Praise the Lamb. Oh. God bless your socks off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get ready for your blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. The Lord is here today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, y'all messing me up. I'm trying to get to prayer, and y'all are messing me up. Lord, have mercy.
We love you.
We love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. Be blessed, both of you. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb. Oh, my goodness gracious. Look here what God is doing today. Praise the Lamb. Anyone else? Praise the Lamb of God. Your prayer request. Praise the Lamb. We want to pray for you today. If you have a special prayer request, you can push one on your dial or on your keypad on your telephone. Praise the Lamb of God. And that will bring you into my queue, and we will speak to you here live. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, praise the Lamb. If Jermaine is listening to me, Jermaine, I need to know the size of T-shirt you wear so that I can send it to you. Praise the Lamb. That's the only holdup in the packet. I don't know what size you wear. Praise God, Jermaine, if you're listening. Praise the Lord. I just need to get that out of me because that's bothering me that I haven't sent him. We haven't sent him his stuff as of yet. Praise the Lord on his order. Hallelujah. My God, what a God we serve. My God, what a God we serve today. Hallelujah. Oh, here's another caller. Let's see. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric code 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia. I was just calling to say that I did exactly what you told me to do with my mother. I got my oil, and I poured it in my hand. And as soon as I touched her back with it, she was like, oh, my, did you heat up that oil? I said, okay. So I'm still standing and believing God for her complete healing. It was just as you said, Prophet.
When you going to see Mama again?
I will see her today.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I want you to do now. You still got some oil?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to take the oil, praise the Lamb of God, and get you a clear glass. I don't want nothing written on the glass, nothing engraved on the glass. A clear glass.
Yes,
and
sir.
I want you to make sure that glass is clean. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to put clear water in it. Get you a bottle of purified water. Pour a little water in it. It doesn't have to be a lot. Pour a little water in it. Maybe a little half a glass. Praise. I want you to put drops of that oil in there. Praise the Lamb of God. You hear me?
Yes,
in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And I want mama to drink it.
Okay.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And what's on the outside going to work on the inside.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And what's on the inside got to work itself out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the anointing will remain. Praise God. I feel God today. Y'all been not mess with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They ain't going to let me pray. They not going to let me pray. I feel it. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We praise God for what he's doing today on the show. Girl, you praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, remember the prophet. Remember to bless the show, bless the ministry. Go to psmintl.org and put a blessing in the PayPal. Don't suck up all God's anointing. Y'all see I'm coughing every day. I'm weak. I still got to do service tonight, but I'm ministering to you all as I do every day. Remember Prophet Shakespeare. Remember Pastor London. Remember us as we minister to you on a daily basis the way we do. We give out of ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you, girl. Be blessed. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetheart. Be blessed. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. I thank God for what he's doing. Here's another caller. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're here for you all today. Praise the Lamb. Error code. I don't ain't never seen error code. 166. 1166.
Pastor Shakespeare.
Down? Yeah. Jermaine.
Yes.
Man, what size T-shirt you wear?
Oh, I wear a size. You know what? I wear a size, a large, but I'm going to say an extra large because these T-shirts, they shrink.
Some do shrink when you wash them well. It's the way you wash them. If you wash them in, you know, in hot water and dry them with all that intense heat, then they will shrink. Cotton will shrink. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to be washed the way you wash them and dry them. Yeah.
Yes.
Over dry them, they will shrink. Praise the Lord. But I will send you that. That's your hold up, man. I'm saying, what? I don't know if this dude wears.
Hey, look, I thought it was because, you know, I know this is the season, you know, Christmas and, you know, everybody's ordering packages and things. It takes longer. I know for during this Christmas season. So that's I just figured, you know, I have patience. I no problem with that.
All right, we're gonna get it out to you though, okay? I just needed to know that. All right, brother.
Yes.
Man, stay with us on the show today.
Hey, look, is Pastor London there?
No, Pastor London is in a preparation stage for a new position, praise the Lamb of God, on a job and so he's in training. Praise God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just calling the continuation from last week because I didn't get a chance to say happy belated birthday.
But we're going to make sure he gets that message. I promise you that.
Yes.
We're going to make sure he gets it. Okay?
Okay. Praise God. God bless you.
All right, man of God. Bless you. Yeah. Wow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, amen. Now is there anybody who would like to pray for us today? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you would like to pray over the show, praise the Lamb. I wonder, is birthday here? Praise God. Birthday, if you're here, you're on my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you pray today? If you're here, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha's not here. Praise God. Is she here? Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else who would like to pray for us? You push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and you will be in queue with the prophet, and we will pray, and we will go forth. The Lord is already moving on the show. Hallelujah. It's an awesome, awesome thing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, we're looking to God today. Convalescence homes, prisons, praise the Lamb. Wherever our voice is being heard today, I want you to know, praise God, that Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves you dearly, praise the Lamb of God. He not only does he love you, he loves you dearly, praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that, mother, father, grandmother, praise the Lamb of God. Know that Jesus loves you, praise the Lamb of God, and that you are dear to his heart. Excuse me. You are dear to his heart, and that, hallelujah, that he cares and that he's moving on your behalf, praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious, people of God, what an awesome God we serve. We're going to pray right now, praise the Lamb of God, for those of you who are here with us, praise God. Lift your hands. Let's look towards the Lord now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. We sing unto you, O God, a new song. For thou art God and God alone. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no God like you. Hallelujah. There's no one that can do what our God does. You are God in heaven. Hallelujah. And holy and sanctified, praise the Lamb of God, is your name. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. We give your name exaltation. Oh, God in heaven, we give your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, the place that it deserves, high above the heavens, oh, God, your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, is worthy of all expectation. We thank you today, Father, for hearing us. We thank you for your presence already, praise the Lamb of God, on this show. We thank you, Father, that you're moving by your Spirit in this season and that you're blessing your people in such a way, Father, that they are being delivered, that they are being set free. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You are our awesome God, and we love and adore you. Hallelujah, Father. There is none like our God. Hallelujah. No one can do what our God can do. No one can do what our God can do. You are the one and only God. Hallelujah. You are the El Shaddai. You are the El Shalom. You are, hallelujah, El Nissi. You are, hallelujah, El Rapha. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the many-breasted one. You are God in the heavens. You are God in the earth, Father. Hallelujah. We adore your name in this day, Father. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for being a God that hears your children. Thank you, O God, hallelujah, for being a God that hears prayer. For there is no God like you, Father. Hallelujah to your name today, Father. Father, today we seek your face. Hallelujah for direction. We seek your face for guidance. We seek your face for comfort. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We seek your face today, Father, that your perfect will be done in our lives, that your kingdom can come in our lives, oh God, that your authority and your power can be in the earth, oh God, using your children, Father, hallelujah, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to carry your word, oh God, to the captives. Hallelujah, oh God, that the lame may walk again. Hallelujah, that the dumb may talk, that the deaf ears may be open, oh God, that the prisoners can be loosed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you today, oh God, to use us in a special way, oh God. Hallelujah, we want the special anointing. We want the special blessing to be upon us, oh God. There is none like our God. There is none like our King. We call on your mighty name today because your name is awesome. Your name is awesome, oh God. Your name alone is awesome, Father. Oh God, we give you praise today for what you're doing in the earth, friend. Thank you, oh God, for touching Shatwan. Thank you, oh God, for your word. Hallelujah to Sandra. Thank you, oh God, for your daughter who called in concerning her mother. Thank you for moving in a mighty way, oh God. Thank you for healing virtue and power in this earth realm, oh God. Thank you, Father, that your prophetic word is performing what goes out of your mouth, oh God. Even as you speak it through your servants, you're performing your word, Father. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to look today, Father, on your people, oh God. Look on those that's listening to my voice. Father, touch, heal, deliver today, set free. Touch Valerie today, oh God. I command those sinuses to open. I command that headache to leave in the name name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke, oh God, every sickness, every disease in the name of Jesus. I command healing. I command the warmth of your glory to come over your people even now, Father. I command the glorious presence of Jesus Christ to be over us, oh God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I ask you today, oh God, to look on all those that hear my voice. Somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody's finances is being held up. Somebody, oh God, hallelujah, is on the verge of being set out. But my God is a way maker. But our God is a strong tower. But our God is Jehovah Rapha. But our God is Jehovah Nissi. God, look today, Jehovah Jireh, move on behalf of your people. Hallelujah to your name today, Father. Father, look on that mother and that father sitting in a convalescent home. Hallelujah. No one will visit them. No one will call, Father. God, visit today. Look today, Father. Visit them today, God. There is no God like you. Walk up and down the aisles, oh God, of the hospital wards. Father, in every room, Gregory making needs you. Lift them from their bed and language. Shock the doctors, oh God. They want to pull the plug. But God, stand there. Lay your hands on his lungs. Lay your hands on his body. Give strength to him now. In the name of Yeshua. Father in heaven, look on those children. Look on those children in Connecticut. Our children need you, Father. Father, comfort their hearts. Comfort their minds. Don't let the devil have place. Father, in Jesus' name, cover our children in the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We love you today. We adore you today. There is no God like you. There is no God like you. There is no God like you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is no God. Bless us, God. Fill your people with your spirit. Fill us, oh God, with your glory. Fill us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I'll provide that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, and Prophetic Perspectives. The Lord is on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. He's moving mightily. Praise God. And we give God all the praise and glory. Hallelujah for his presence today and the move of his spirit. What an awesome God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve today. The Lord is moving by his spirit, people of God, today, today, today. Bertha, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, darling, for heeding to the prophet's request. But hallelujah, I was already in the mode. Praise the Lamb of God, and my hands was lifted, and I had already peeped into the throne room, so I thought I better go and pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, meet me tonight. Meet me tonight, hallelujah. As you see, I'm on fire. Meet me tonight at the church. Praise the Lamb of God there in Dearborn on Ford Road, three blocks west of Telegram. Oh, my goodness, our intercessors are going to be there at 7 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we're going to saturate that room. Glory to God, that auditorium, that sanctuary will be saturated. It's really already conditioned. Hallelujah. But we're going to pierce the atmosphere in prayer, and then we're going forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and praise and worship, and then we're going right on in. Hallelujah, to our prophetic flow. Oh, my goodness, people of God. You need to get there. Hallelujah. Already God is moving on the show, showing that he has equipped me for the day. Hallelujah. I never dreamt when I got up this morning, got ready for this show, that it would move in the way that it's going. But God is moving by his power and his might and his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Meet me. Praise the Lamb inside Harvest International. Inside Harvest International. Praise the Lamb of God. Worship Center right there at Silvery Lane and Ford Road, four blocks west of Telegraph Road, 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our intercessors will be there with us. Praise God. Again, Pastor London is out today in preparation for his training. He's in training. Praise the Lamb of God for a new position that the Lord has blessed him with. Praise the Lord. You know he would be right here with me if that was not the case. Praise God, but he's out today. So I am doing the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And hope that I can do the show without him today, right? Praise God. The show must go on. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And so we continue in the way that God is blessing us to go. Praise God. People of God, listen. Yesterday, God gave us a mighty word. I want to share some of those points with you today, so that your prayer life can be even more enriched. Praise the Lamb of God. So that your prayer life can be even more enriched. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles and turn to Luke, the first chapter. Praise the Lamb. Get your Bibles, the Holy Bible. Yeah, get your Bibles and turn to Luke, the first chapter. Praise God. And send it right in the dawn of the birth of Christ, the coming of the Messiah. Into the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God. You want to read this with us as we read it, praise the Lord, and it's going to be a blessing to your soul, praise the Lord, starting there at the fifth verse, praise the Lamb of God, and a few of the following verses, and you're going to see, praise God, just how awesome our God is, hallelujah, in our prayer life, praise God, in our prayer life. You know, I spoke to the people yesterday about the prayer trajectory or the process of prayer from this text. Praise the Lamb of God. The process of prayer or the trajectory of prayer. Hallelujah. And showing them the formula, praise the Lamb of God, of prayer and how prayer must be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic and how it's married to it so that, praise the Lamb of God, what you pray can come to pass, because prayer in itself is prophetic. Now, you think about that. Nobody never told you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Think about it. Prayer in itself is prophetic because you are asking God to do something, praise the Lamb of God, that has not yet happened. Praise the Lamb. It has not yet happened, but you're asking God to do something. Praise the Lamb of God. That makes prayer in itself prophetic. We talked about prophetic praying being the will of God, blah, 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 and this, and the word of God and all that. But prayer in itself has prophetic tones to it because in essence, what you are asking God for is evident. It has not been done. Praise the Lamb of God. It's in the unseen. You believe in God that it can be done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're waiting on the response of God. That makes it prophetic within itself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The entire Bible is prophetic. You're prophetic. I'm prophetic. If you are predestined, you have been predestinated, praise the Lamb of God, to be in the earth. That means God thought about you before you thought about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And since I am predestined, my life is predestined. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an awesome thing, people of God, when you really consider, hallelujah, when you really consider the awesomeness of God, praise God, and how God operates and what God is doing. My goodness gracious, people, he is an awesome, awesome God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God, praise the Lamb of God, is here. And it reads like this. It says in the King James Version, that was in the days of Herod the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Praise the Lamb of God. I know the women know this story because this is one of them stories that's used in a lot of women days, things of that nature. And that went both, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Verse 7, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were well stricken in years. And it was it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. Praise the Lamb of God. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Watch this, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy, gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Praise God. We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. Praise God. That's enough. Praise the Lamb. That's enough. Hallelujah. I talked about this because many times, praise the Lamb of God, we get caught up, praise the Lamb of God, in the phenomenon of what we receive, and we don't pay attention to, praise the Lamb of God, the prayer process or the prayer trajectory. Praise the Lamb of God. And trajectory is a process. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah in itself. And because of this, people of God, we miss out, praise God, hallelujah, on how God operates. See, when you consider prayer and enhancing your prayer life, but prevailing prayer and prayers that will be answered, you must not just consider your own prayer. You must consider how God works, praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing, praise God, at the time of your praying, praise the Lamb of God, the process of your prayer being answered, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, even if it takes years and years and years, as it did for this man and his wife. It took years and years and years and years. Praise the Lamb of God. They had grown old. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of them Abrahamic kind of stories. Praise the Lord. That they're bearing a child at old age. Praise God. But this is not what the phenomenon of their prayer life. Their prayer life also, praise God, was surrounded by the Messiah, the coming of Messiah. Zacharias, praise the Lamb of God, had prayed, if you read the other renditions, he had prayed and told the Lord, hallelujah, don't allow him, praise the Lamb of God, to see death, praise the Lamb of God, until he saw the promise, praise the Lord, hallelujah, or the comforter, the comfort of Israel. And Now, praise the Lamb of God, God is making this possible. Now, let's walk through this and see just how, praise the Lamb of God, this takes place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to our prayer lives, number one, praise the Lamb of God, we must understand the conception of prayer. Praise the Lamb. Prayer, in its rightful state, is a spiritual exercise. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Prayer is a spiritual exercise. I wish somebody would put that on the page for us. Prayer is a spiritual exercise. And since prayer is a spiritual exercise and a spiritual element, then therefore, praise the Lamb of God, prayer must come, hallelujah, should come through the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, because prayer in itself is spiritual. The conception of prayer is my first point. Praise the Lamb of God, the conception of your prayers. How did you conceive your prayer? What birthed, praise the Lamb of God, your prayer? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to share this with you. Praise the Lamb of God. The greatest prayers that are answered, praise the Lamb of God, that we see, even in Scripture, that God answers, is the prayers, praise the Lamb of God, that's birthed by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. These prayers, praise the Lamb of God, that's birthed by the Holy Spirit, reveals to us the mind of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The mind of God, the purpose of God, the intent of God. In other words, what God wants to do. Praise the Lamb of God. When we receive this type of revelation, praise the Lamb of God, by the Spirit of God, then, people of God, we can go forth, hallelujah, in that prayer, hallelujah, and petition what is being revealed to us. And that revelation comes through many, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, many vehicles. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, as God says in his word, I will speak to my servants, the prophets, through prayer, through dreams and visions. Praise the Lamb of God, through dreams and visions. Well, your dream life and your vision life, praise the Lamb of God, yes, praise the Lamb, holds for you, hallelujah, your dream life and your vision life holds for you, hallelujah, the ability to understand God, praise the Lamb of God, to receive the mind of God. The Holy Spirit is revealing something to you that you need to pray through, praise the Lamb of God, that you need to pray forth, that you need to pray out of the unseen into the seen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Many times when we have vision, I just had a vision of a loved one, praise the Lamb of God, the other night, and I woke up, it troubled me all the way down to my toes, I'm telling you. I was troubled about what I had seen, praise the Lamb of God, in this person who I love dearly in their life. Praise the Lamb of God, I call no name, bear no blame, praise the Lamb. But when I saw it, praise the Lamb of God, and I awakened, immediately I start questioning, Lord, what is this? Praise the Lamb of God. Why have I seen this? Why would you show me this, knowing this is going to burden my heart? And then I start praying through it. I start rebuking it. Praise the Lamb of God. I start binding the enemy so that my loved one wouldn't fall into that trap. Praise the Lamb of God. And then I just simply stopped and said, Holy Ghost, are you showing me the present? Are you showing me the future, or has this already happened? Praise the Lamb of God. And the Spirit spoke to me and said, it is a warning for what is to come. Praise the Lamb of God. And I entered back into prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And I prayed that thing through. And when I finished praying, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, the Lord has heard your prayer, and it will not come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. He shows us, praise the Lamb of God, things that is to come. Praise the Lamb of God. He shows us present things. He gives us warnings, praise God. And then it's up to us what to do, praise the Lamb of God, with what is being revealed to us, and that's just on that level. Now, I know this is boring stuff because people want to jump and shout all day, don't want to really understand, praise the Lamb of God, God. They want God to understand them, but God already knows you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's you who need to understand God and how God operates. Praise the Lamb of God in this process, in this trajectory, so that you can receive, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from God, and understand when you're receiving from God what to do with what you're receiving. See, it's one thing to get it. It's another thing to know what to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So God reveals to us in dreams. God reveals to us in vision. God reveals to us, praise the Lamb of God, through the spoken word. Hallelujah. And then there's that burden that comes, praise the Lamb of God, that you become heavy, hallelujah, in your spirit about other people, about other things, praise the Lamb of God. And this heaviness, praise the Lord, comes upon you to pray through, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, so that the hand of the Lord will move. And some people do not understand this, and I try my best to give it to you, to people all the time, on really how God works, praise the Lamb of God. God works, praise the Lamb of God, through being invited in, praise the Lamb of God. God desires your invitation to come in to situations in the earth realm to work, because he has given us the dominion, praise the Lamb of God. We have no dominion in the earth realm. God reveals to us to show us, praise the Lamb of God, so that he can receive the invitation to come in, praise the Lamb of God, and deal with what is out of order, praise the Lamb of God, what needs to be done, this, that, and another, because we cannot do it of our own might, of our own power. But by his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, these things can be done. Praise the Lord. That's why you receive revelation on things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God. So that the conception of prayer, how prayer is birthed in you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just shouldn't see a new car and that birth prayer in you. And you just start saying, I want a new car, I want a new car, I want a new car. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Holy Spirit, praise God, gives us a song in the morning. I dealt with this, praise the Lamb of God. I woke up this morning, a song was in my spirit. I went immediately singing Yes. But that's what the song that was in my spirit, Yes, by Shekinah Glory. I was walking around the house, praise the Lamb, singing it, and then I entered into my prayer mode, read some scripture, and entered into prayer mode and started preparing for the show, this, that, and another, and for the day. People of God, you must understand this, praise the Lamb of God, that song is important to you, praise the Lamb of God. That song is the invitation, praise the Lamb of God, the drawing on your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. And you don't know what to do with the song. You just start singing and going about your business, praise the Lamb. But you need to sing that song back to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. When you sing that song to the Lord, hallelujah, that the Lord has birthed in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to find, hallelujah, an easier way into the presence of God. Going into the presence of God will not be a struggle to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because it's him by the Holy Spirit that's giving you the invitation to come into his presence, praise God. That's why the song is there. The Bible says that he gives us songs in the night, praise the Lamb of God. He gives us songs of deliverance in the night. He gives us the song, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So you must understand that is not something, praise them, that just happened. You cannot set an alarm, praise the Lamb of God, or your DVD or your CD player inside of you to play a certain song when you wake up. Praise the Lamb. Just think about that for a minute. You can't do it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can go to bed singing one song and you'll wake up in the morning singing another one. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when the Spirit gives you a song, praise the Lord. That song has purpose, people of God. That song has purpose. The very sound of it has purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. See, that's a prophetic sound, people of God. There's a praise sound. There's a worship sound. There's a sound of deliverance. There's a sound of jubilation. There's a sound of victory. There's a sound of triumph. There's sounds in the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that all God needs to do is hear a sound. Praise the Lamb of God, and he responds to it. Yes, Lord, I'm teaching you today. If you want it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, it's Monday, it's Monday, it's Monday. Praise the Lamb. We must come to the place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that as God does these things for us, hallelujah, and reveal this to us by his Spirit, he wants the invitation to come in. Praise the Lamb of God. The scripture tells us over and over again, make your request known unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Make your request known unto the Lord. He knows your heart, right? Yes. He knows everything about you that there is to know, right? Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. But still, he says, make your request known unto me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So there has to be something, praise the Lamb of God, there that God desires to do. Number one, he desires, praise the Lamb of God, what prayer actually is designed for, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, for relationship, for communication between you and heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what prayer is actually designed for. Hallelujah. It's not designed for you to use as a 911 number. Praise the Lamb. It's not designed for you to use, praise the Lamb of God, just in case of an emergency. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Prayer is designed for the communication, for the building of a fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God. For the building of a fellowship, hallelujah, that will bring about spiritual elevation. Praise the Lamb of God. Spiritual understanding. So that you can receive from God, praise the Lamb of God, an understanding of him, praise God, that you can get to know God better, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can get to know God better, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I shared with the people of God yesterday, hallelujah, that God knows every string of hair on your head, praise the Lamb of God, and he knows them all by name. He knows them. The scripture tells us this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he knows the very strings of hair on your head, and he knows them all by name, and you don't know not one string on your head, and you don't know none of them by name. Try to name all the strings of hair on your head. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then tell somebody you know them and watch they think you're crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God says, I know, praise the Lamb of God, every string of hair that is upon your head, and I know them all by name. What an awesome God you serve. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve, people of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's move to the next one. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody can jump in this, and you can have dialogue with me. Just push one on your dial, and we can talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah, the next thing is, after we deal with the conception of prayer, we dealt with this the other day somewhat, we need to deal with the construction of prayer, how prayer is constructed, praise the Lamb of God. That's the actual pattern that Jesus has laid out, praise the Lamb of God, in Matthew, hallelujah, where he gives us a model for praying. Where he gives us the model for praying. Jesus gives us a model for praying. We need to take that model, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yes, take that model for praying, praise the Lamb of God, and pray, hallelujah, our way through, hallelujah, and into the presence of God so that our prayers, praise the Lamb of God, can be accepted. The scriptures does not say to us, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, come into his presence with thanksgiving. Praise the Lamb, and this, that, another, praise the Lamb of God, without a purpose. Praise the Lamb, without a purpose. Praise the Lord. Now, people, we have studied the construction of prayer. We look at Daniel, the 9th chapter. We just looked at 1 Chronicles, praise the Lamb of God, the 20th chapter. We looked at the construction of the prayer of Jehoshaphat as they gained victory, praise the Lamb of God, through listening to the prophet. Praise the Lamb, and the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. We heard all of this, praise the Lamb of God. We read all of this. Our prayers, hallelujah, have to be constructed according to the will of God and not according to our own will. But our problem is a lot of times we want things to work the way we want it to work and not the way the designer wants it to work, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of you are going to open a lot of presents and gifts for your children. They're going to unwrap them, and they're going to come with instructions. And you're going to tell somebody, I don't know how to put this together. And somebody is going to come over, and they're not going to read those instructions, and they're going to throw this thing together the way they think or they want to. And when they finish, there's going to be a lot of extra screws and nuts and things of that nature laying around. Praise the Lamb of God. And then you're going to say, well, what is all of this for? You didn't even use these screws. Oh, you don't need them for it to work. And then after the child get on it for a couple of hours or do use it, it's going to break down. It's going to have defects in it because it was not put together according to the designer. Now, we didn't design prayer. God did. Ding, dong, ding, dong. God designed prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. So if God designed prayer, hallelujah, then prayer should be done according to the word of God and not according to our own ways. Praise the Lamb of God in the way that we want to do them. Do prayer. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now listen, I'm going to tell you this. Praise God. This is going to be a blessing to you if you listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now you say, well, you know, all the time, you don't have time to go through this. Praise the Lamb of God. You're right. Praise the Lord. But those of us, watch this, those of us who do go through, praise the Lamb of God, the process of prayer, hallelujah, once you get into the presence of God like that, you stay there. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. On a daily basis. Once I go into the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, when after you hooked up, praise the Lamb, hey, now, praise the Lamb of God, since I have had fellowship with the Father, I've had fellowship with the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, now I can just say, Holy Ghost, you know, praise the Lamb of God, I can talk to the Holy Ghost, I can speak to the Father, praise the Lamb. Why? Because I'm in a state, praise the Lamb. My prayer life has placed me in a state of fellowship. My prayer life has placed me in a state, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of acknowledgement. I've been in the presence, praise the Lamb of God, and I remain in that presence, praise the Lamb. Now, the Lord and I, because since I know the, and I'll tell you this, watch this now, praise the Lamb, your actions, your words and everything would be different if you really, really believed that the Lord was there. Praise God. If you really believed that you walked into the presence of God in your prayer life, hallelujah, you and the Lord shook hands, and now he's walking with you all day. God's in the car with you. God's on the job with you. God's in the grocery store with you. Everywhere you go, he's there. Praise the Lamb of God, because you have felt his presence in the morning, the refreshing of the morning, the new mercy, you've received it. Praise the Lamb of God. You come into the presence of God, and he's there. And he's not there because you say he's there. No, no, no. You just can't say, I know the Lord with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have not talked to him. You have not communed with him, and you have not fellowshipped with him. You just can't go around talking about, well, I know the Lord with me. I know I'm his child. Yeah, praise, so does, praise the Lamb of God, everybody else, because God is omnipresent. He can manifest himself at any time. But I'm talking about the acknowledgement of God, the acknowledgement of his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. When you get there, and you get there, praise the Lamb of God, the fellowship continues. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, praise the Lamb of God. As you continue to praise God throughout the day and going about your day, this will govern your conversation. Praise the Lamb of God. This will govern your words. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will hear God whispering to you in your spirit by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait, I got somebody want to say something about this. Praise God. Bertha, what you going to say to me now?
Oh, I'm just gonna say two things. One about the song that you say God will put in your spirit at night when you're sleeping.
Yes.
I had that experience a month ago. He gave me the sound to the song first, the melody. And I was wondering, I called Lisa, I said, Lisa, there's a melody in my head that the Lord has put in it, and I don't even know the song. I can't remember the words, should I say, but I recognized the melody.
Uh-huh.
And 3 days later, I had turned on the praise and worship station I listened to, and there the lady was singing the song because it was puzzling me. I know this song, but God, what are the words? I knew the melody, but I couldn't remember the words. And the words of the song was, come morning, I'll walk by the river.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rest beneath the evergreen trees.
Lord,
I'll carry my cross through the midnight. But come morning, there'll be glory for me. And I just began to sing that song. I think I sung it for that whole month. And God just began to open up revelation. But yesterday, Apostle Albert, he was at our church, and we were in the dining room, and the Spirit of God just fell right there in the sanctuary, out in the sanctuary where we're eating at. And I thought I was praying, and he said, after I came down, he says, Bertha, God is turning your prayers into prophetic prayers, but you have got to learn to yield. Speak, yield. Just listen, because he's speaking a word to you in your prayers, but you have got to silence the tongues, learn how to control them in your praying so that you can hear what God is saying, because he's taking you through another level in prayer, and as he reveals what he's saying, you're going to speak it suddenly. It's just going to flow out. It blew my mind. So what you're saying, it just goes along with what he said to me yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Bertha, you're right on what I'm speaking on and what I'm teaching on here, because, you know, I'm trying to get the people of God to understand, you know, what the process is. And when God gives you a song in the night, praise the Lamb of God, by his Spirit, you wake up with a song in your spirit. I mean, you have to stop and ask, how did that get there? I didn't go to bed with this melody.
Right.
How is it there when I wake up in the morning? And it's not even 9 times out of 10 in conjunction with what you dreamt about.
Exactly.
It's contrary to your dreams or your visions upon your head and upon your bed. And now you wake up with this thing, and you said it's something should trigger in us to start asking questions. How did that happen? My God, what is God doing here? We just get up and go singing, Jesus on the main line. Tell them what we understand, that a melody has been given to you, even if it's that song. If it's Jesus on the main line, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is trying to tell you something. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you need to take that and press your way into the presence of God, because that's your door opener. Praise the Lamb of God. There's an open door waiting on you. God wants you to come into his presence and receive more. Hallelujah. And many times, as you're saying, the sound, the melody alone will get you there. You don't even need the words. If you would just hum that to God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. The melody alone will take you there, because it was given to you in the Spirit. Hallelujah. It was given to you in the Spirit. And all you have to do is sing it back to the Lord in the Spirit. And I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you will feel the very move of the Spirit of God upon your life. A lot of people just don't want to deal with this. You know, I don't understand how people of God want to stay the same forever. Just never grow, never develop, never come into a greater understanding of God. Want to just stay stagnant and stay the way they are. Praise the Lamb of God, and don't want to be built up, praise the Lamb, so that they can move, hallelujah, into the power place that God has ordained for their lives. Praise the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants for us all, Bertha. Praise God. And I'm so happy that you're pressing your way there, and that God is confirming it through his apostles and prophets. Praise God as you continue on that journey. Boy, oh boy, what an awesome, awesome, awesome revelation. Praise the Lord. I told you all, every time I do something, As I'm teaching you something, somebody is experiencing something, praise the Lamb, right along the same lines, hallelujah, to be a blessing to you through a testimonial. Praise God. Now, here's a woman that just gets the birth, that just gets the sound. She just gets the melody. And that's what I was telling you all about. It's about the sound. Praise the Lamb of God. When the sound comes, hallelujah, when you receive the sound, praise the Lamb of God, of worship, the sound alone will pierce the atmosphere for you. Praise God. Wait a minute, Bert. Jermaine is here. Jermaine?
Yes.
Did you push one again?
Yes, I did.
All right. Praise the Lamb. Talk to me, brother.
Yes, Pastor Shakespeare. I'd like to say, you know, as you were praying earlier today about our children and the incident that took place, I heard that prayer, and now everybody is praying for safety for our children. And my question is this to you, Pastor Shakespeare, because they have taken prayer out of the schools, and I know that a lady, she voted on that, or she ruled over that as far as the prayer being taken out of the schools. And I do believe that, you know, we can say God bless America. And when times of tragedy like this happen, God is right there for us all of a sudden. So the question is, why can't we have prayer in our schools, in our elementary, in our middle, and high schools, and cases and things like this will not happen, and it will not be publicized on television and media and papers and things like this, because we're protecting our children through prayer.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. excuse me, Jermaine. You said something very powerful as it relates to prayer and what I'm talking about even here, and that is the birthing of prayer. Hallelujah. This incident birthed prayer all over the world. This Connecticut Sandy Hook school incident has birthed prayer all over. I got a text today, praise the Lamb of God, from my daughter Gabriella's school, that they're having a prayer now from, I think it's 7:20 in the morning to 8:15. A prayer will be offered, and they're inviting all the parents to come to prayer.
Yes.
At our school, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, I just received this from her, you know, and I'm just saying, praise the Lamb of God, from the school, the text came in. We must come to a place of understanding how God operates, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, everybody is praying over their children. There's going to be prayer meetings in homes now before their kids leave. People are going to start praying for their children, and that's going to open up even to some other realms, praise them, not just protection, praise the Lamb of God. Pretty soon it's going to be, Lord, be with them in school and let them learn, praise the Lord, this, Lord, that, and it's going to be a flight back, praise the Lamb of God, to Christian homes, to the church, and things of that nature, because we have become so independent of God through technology, praise the Lamb of God, and prosperity, until we have just walked away, praise the Lamb of God, from this art, hallelujah, of prayer, and from the family gatherings of prayer. Christmas come, everybody just come in, sit down and eat, and this, that, another, and fellowship, all it's time to eat and grab plates. Praise God, no hands are held. Nobody is praying and saying, Lord, we thank you for the birth of Jesus. Thanksgiving come. There's no family prayer, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. Family reunions, there's no praying. I remember when family reunions even used to take place, some church was packed out Sunday because everybody had to go to that church on Sunday. That was the climax of the weekend. Everybody had to. The church.
That's
or
right.
They rented the ballroom in the hotel, and they had service right there. And one of the family preachers would preach. Would minister to everybody, praise the Lamb of God in the family. But we are so not spiritual in this season. Why? Because the greatest spiritual element that God has given to man, Jermaine, is prayer. That's the greatest spiritual element that God has given to man. There's nothing greater than prayer.
That's right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
But it's the most complex. It's the most complex. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's the most looked over. Like, okay, well, and then we got this over. Let's pray. Then, you know, we just say a couple of words about our business thing. We have satisfied heaven when nobody knows heaven. Man, that was a time we had to understand the Ten Commandments. We had to recite them to our parents. We had to know Bible verses before we could eat our food. And you couldn't say the same one every day. We had to do different things. We had to learn stuff. The parents sent their kids to Sunday school or brought their children to Sunday school. We just lost.
It's because of the laws. It's because of the laws. But what I'm learning is that just because the law tells you that you can't have prayer in the schools, it doesn't mean that you still can't have prayers, because you can still teach from the Bible and have a, you just can't say, well, oh, you're a Christian or you're a Muslim or you're Jewish or you're some type of religion. You can still teach prayer in the schools. It's just that you're not saying to the children that I want you to join this religion. So I do believe that as teachers, as principals, and everybody in the school systems, I think it's only right to still have prayer in the schools, because you're not hurting the children. If Catholic schools can have it, then I feel that inner city schools can have it, and rural areas can have it as well.
Well, there's no doubt about that, you know. But the thing that happens is, you know, a satanic force comes against the school through that woman that you was talking about. I used to know her name right off the top of my head, something like O'Hara. And she comes with this petition, and all of these people, she got to sign the petition to take prayer out of the school as a, you know, freedom of choice, and you can't make my child pray, and this, that, and another, blah, 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 because she was atheist, and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. So when you have that type of operation going, and then you have silent Christians, praise the Lamb, because by right, there were more Christians in America, praise the Lamb of God, than there were atheists, especially way back then, because, you know, I think I was in school when that happened. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
I was in the public school system when that happened. And there's more Christians, but the Christians didn't rise up, praise the Lamb of God, and say, the devil a lie, we won't pray in our schools, and you keep your child at home until, you know, if school started 9 o'clock, we have prayer from 9 o'clock to 9:05. Your child is welcome to come at 9:10, because we're going to be praying. See, this is the biggest problem with America, and I don't care who don't like it. You can go to torment, praise the Lamb of God, if you don't like what I'm about to say. But America is a hypocrite in motion. This country was founded on Christian principles. This country, praise the Lamb of God. The Constitution rests upon the Bible. When you go to Washington, if you look at the monuments and you climb on top of them and stuff, they're scriptures, biblical Bible scriptures that's engraved in the monuments. Because this was a Christian land. And we have defiled. Just like Israel is fighting in Jerusalem right now with all of these other nationalities because of the fact that they allowed them in their borders and let them do what they want to, when God told them, this is your land. is holy, holy unto me. And then you let others come in there and seduce you with money and this and that and other, and you give them land, and now they're practicing all other kinds of religions and things. It's Israel's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's America's fault that we allow all this stuff to go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We allow it. Gain for the gain of money and wealth and greed.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the hypocrisy runs so high until we have the politicians quoting scriptures just to win elections and going against a certain person like they're religious when they not, all of this kind of stuff, so that they can win elections, then they sit in the office and do anything they want to do. That has nothing to me how religious they are when they're running, and then when they get in office, they lose their religion. There's no national prayer day that they, and then when the president, even Obama, when he mentions prayer, they mock him. The president mentions prayer, and the East mocks God. All that kind of stuff comes on the stations because they are so filled with hatred, you know, and all of this, until they will even mock the God of heaven, which the book of Revelation said they're going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the wrath of God is going to come down on them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've got some other callers here. Wait a minute. Let me see. Here's a 248 number. Praise the Lamb. Let me open this one up, Jermaine.
Okay.
48469.
Hey, Prophet Shakespeare. How you doing today, sir?
Best man of God.
Good. I was this breath on glory to God today. I was listening to you. You talked about prayer in the schools, and I don't know if anybody caught it last night, but on CNN, President Obama was at the actual Newtown, Connecticut, and that was one of the first times I just heard Barack Obama. He started out with an inspired scripture-filled message last night to that town, and it was amazing to see that every person that came after them, everything was focused on prayer last night and focused it on God and focused on the word last night. So it seemed like this death and the death of those children in Connecticut has shifted the atmosphere so much that that everybody is locking in and focusing, as you were saying about parents praying more for their children. Man, I had a dream Friday night, and I didn't really realize what it was about, but God had woke me up in the middle of the night, and I was taking my daughter to school. It was a dream. She didn't go to school on Friday, but we kept her home for some business. And I was dreaming that I was disciplining her, and an administrator had saw me outside the school disciplining her, and was giving me such a hard time. Pulled me into the office, called the police on me, the dream was so real. And I woke up again the next morning, the next day, and we kept Jada home. And all of a sudden, as we were out in the day, I looked on the TV or we were having breakfast, and I saw this incident. I said, man, wow, just think, you know, it could happen to any school, man, because I walked up in my daughter's school without no whole lot of security, people stopping me, you know what I'm saying, right here in California. And I said, it could happen anywhere. And if we're not covering our children in prayer, not only our own children, but covering other people, as you said, we're supposed to be praying nationally for other families, man. So it's just refreshing that we're going through the season of prayer right now, and I believe it's a shift right now, a shift for more prayer, shift for us praying for other families, not shifting and breaking down the cultural barriers, man, and in different religions. I saw a Roman preacher last night and a Lutheran preacher last night, but the focus was on prayer and on Christ last night, and it was refreshing for me.
Man, you know, this, you know, and I said this earlier in the show, that, you know, this incident is bringing down the walls, is breaking down the barriers. And sometimes, as tragic as it is, God has to do things like this to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
God has to allow stuff like this to happen to bring us back to our knees. I picked up Gabby yesterday, you know, for worship. And every day, Sunday I pick up, I drive by her school. We prayed over her school yesterday. Going by her school yesterday, although I pray for her every morning and this, that, and another, and pray for the children in her class and this, now I'm covering the whole school, praise the Lamb of God. So it has broadened my prayer life concerning the school and other schools that I don't even know the children or nobody that's there. But this is the way, praise the Lamb of God, and I was talking about the conception of prayer and the birthing of prayer and the construction of prayer. This is how God moves to bring us to a place of sincerity in our prayer life, number one. Praise the Lord. Because when you're praying now for your kids, you're serious today.
You better be.
It ain't just no, Lord, remember my children, bless them up, because you think they're safe. But now our eyes are open that this could happen anywhere at any time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere at any time, praise the Lamb of God. And the hypocrisy of America is now you want to go to a place and you want to pray this, that, and another, but at the same time, as Jermaine says, you took prayer out of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
When you take prayer out of the school, watch this, and discipline out of the home. Now, you had a vision about disciplining.
Mm-hmm.
When you take discipline out of the home, you can't discipline your child.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't discipline your child now because they can pick up the phone and call on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't discipline your child because if they go to school and say, well, you sent to home a report that I did something and my daddy whooped me, the same teacher that sent home the report that she been acting up in school, if she tells them she got a whipping, can call social services on you. So now we have a messed up society. There's no prayer in the school, and there's lack of discipline in the home. So what do you have? You have monsters being created. Mm-hmm. Little Jesse James and John Dillinger's growing up right in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the lack of discipline, praise the Lamb of God, which is the lack of godliness. That's the lack of godliness. When there's lack of discipline, there's lack of godliness. And no prayer in the schools. Praise the Lamb of God. So what do you have? A misfit society. You have a misfit society. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm glad you called in and shared that. That's awesome. Praise the Lamb. We got another caller here. Error code 985.
Hi there, this is Margie. How are you doing?
Bless, Margie. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. I'm listening to the show, and as I was hearing you all talk, I thought of the prayers that was going on this morning when I was praying on the prayer line that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that God had given us was that the parents and the homes, and Prophet, I heard you just continue to say it, but we're letting them watch all the violent games. We're watching the horror movies. We're taking them to all these Harry Potter things, and we're taking them to these gothic movies and allowing them to have games that teach their spirit to war violently. But we're not taking them to church. We're not putting God in them. And parents have to change it in the home. They have to help the children because at the schools, they're going to meet all kinds, and if we don't teach them to pray and they know how to pray and they know what to do, in the midst of their fear, they don't panic, but they pray. And I say this because, Prophet, my son, at my son's school, I think about 4 weeks, sitting in his class was a student that had brought a bomb to school.
Lord have mercy.
And he said, Mom, he said, I didn't panic. He said, but I was saying, Lord, help us. And they were able to subdue this thing and take this young man. And when he finally let me hear, I said, well, I had prayed this morning and put protection over you all. I said, so it had to be revealed that it had happened, and they had to do something about it, but they kept it very quiet. And
Brett,
you know,
did you hear this, man?
In his class. So they don't want parents to know danger is coming to the schools every day. because on that same Friday last night, I was doing some research about students that have trouble, and it showed that in Colorado, that same Friday, they had gotten an 18-year-old that was planting bombs around the school, and he had help. He had about four other students with him. That same Friday. So what's happening to the children? And it's not Satan. If we don't pray and put up prayer walls around the children, we're going to be hearing more devastation.
Something
else you said about the White House.
It's a godless
consciousness. Go ahead, sir.
It's a godless consciousness, Margie. When
yes.
There is no prayer, when there is no Bible study, when there is no... Watch this. The Bible tells you this. Solomon says, the first form of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. When there is no fear of God, I ain't got to fear nobody. When there's no fear of a burning hell, I don't have to fear nothing. When we have teachings going on of universalism, all inclusion, you're going to be saved anyway, no matter who die, how they die, no matter how they live, anything, all we do is give them a send-away party in their funerals and say all the good things about them, say they're with the Lord, and everybody is not with the Lord. Some
Amen.
People are waiting on the judgment of hell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you can't pray for them after they die and change their eternal condition. The devil alive with a bow tie on doing somersaults. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place of understanding that it's and the people of God, I know a lot of you are going to say no, but I'm telling you, it's not. Watch this. Before there was a church, there was a home.
My Lord, yes.
Well, there was a school, there was a home.
Yes.
It's mama and daddy's responsibility to instill God in their children, not the pastor. Don't start talking about the church ain't doing this job. No, you're not doing yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't point at the church. Don't point at the preacher, and don't point at the schools. Point at yourself. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer because I have not filled my children with godliness. My mother and my father filled me with godliness, not my preacher. He built on their foundation, but my mother and father taught me who God was. My mother and father taught me about Jesus. My mother was a praying woman. My father took us to church. My mother didn't even go to church with us. My father took us.
My God.
She stayed home and cooked for dinner and stuff. But she was the prophetic one. My father took us to the church house. For years, I went to church right next door to my house. Right next door. One house separated me from the church where I was baptized at. We must bring godliness back.
Yes, yes, yes.
We must bring godliness back. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise God.
And if you don't see God, if you don't see that your children need Jesus, that your children need God, then expect more of this to go down. We must change a generation. And
yes.
You ain't going to change it. Praise the Lamb of God, just by playing songs. You're going to have to sit down and watch this. When they get through with their homework, crack open the Bible and say, now listen to this. You need to understand, praise the, that the God of heaven created the world. You're going to have to start somewhere. Because if you don't, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to have this issue. You're going to have these problems. We can blame it on the government. You know, you could, the old saying, it was a cigarette commercial. I think it was Marlboro or Salem. One of them years ago said, you can take a person out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the person. Something of that nature. It was something like that. Now, this is the way it should be. You can take prayer out of the school, but you can't take prayer out of me.
Amen.
Hello, Light Bulbs. Praise the Lord. And it should be, you can take prayer out of the school, but you can't take it out of my children.
Yes.
How are you going to take prayer out of my children, praise the Lamb of God, when I have instilled so much prayer in them, praise the Lamb of God, and so much godliness in them that they're just like your whoever your nephew was when the bombs was there? He sit there and said, Lord, help us.
Yes.
Well, that's a godly consciousness that has been instilled. How old is he?
He's 30. That was my son. See, I'm like what you just said. I am who you just described. We had Bible study in our home. We had prayer in home. And all of my grandchildren, his children, come to my house and we study. On their vacation time, like Christmas time when they're out of school, I'll have them. They'll be at my house and we'll be doing Bible study. We call that our hour of power in the morning before breakfast.
My God, my God. We got all these parents laying up, rolling marijuana in front of their children, smoking and drinking and cussing and hollering and doing all this kind of stuff, and a man coming in the door and one out the back door, and all of this foolishness we have going on, and our children are being raised with no godliness. They're being raised with no fear of God, and then you wonder why they grow up and cuss you out, because you didn't instill God in them. You didn't teach them to honor their father and their mother. You didn't teach them that a curse would be put on them to shorten their days if they don't. You didn't teach them that. You didn't teach them love. You didn't teach them to love their neighbors, to love everybody, to honor old people. You didn't teach them that. So now, praise the Lamb, you want to shift everything and say the school and the government. What have you done? That's the true question. Praise the Lamb of God. What have you done, praise the Lamb of God, as a parent? What have you done? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, said it and I meant it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I said it and I meant it because I know how I was raised, and I raised my children the same way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My children the same way. Until this day, I have never had to go to the police station and pick up one of them. I've never got a call in the middle of the night about one of them. Praise and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. But they saw me on the floor on my knees. They didn't hear me talking to them. They saw me on the floor. They saw me on my prayer mat. They heard me speaking in tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. I sat down with them and taught them the word of God. Yes, I did. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now I got two sons in the ministry and one daughter. And one on the way.
My Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you have to hand it down. You have to give it back. Somebody gave it to me. My mother gave it to me. I got to pass it on to my children. Somebody taught me how to pray. I got to teach somebody how to pray. You have to pass it down. If God worked for me, he should work for you.
Hallelujah.
But if God has done that for you, then of course you're not going to teach this kind of stuff because, you know, you made your own way. And that's what we like to tell our children. You got to get it like I got it. I went to work every day and I did this every day. When I was your age, I did. You ain't said nothing about God yet.
Boy, hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
Because you want to feel proud about your accomplishments. When you know yourself, if it wasn't for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the type of things that is going to have to come to forefront. Praise God. And it's a shame, Margie. It's a shame. It's a shame, Brother Brett, that this is a plague in the house of the believers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That people who go to church every Sunday is not teaching their children nothing. They're giving them computers to play with, games to play with, remote controls. They don't even want to be bothered with their children. They don't even want to be bothered with them. And then when they wind up in jail and stuff, they want to blame it on everybody except themselves. Hello.
Hello.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding. Let me ring the bell right there. Let me ring the bell. Praise God. Let's see. Here we go. I rang the bell on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. It was sitting right up there. Ring it. Hallelujah. We must get a grip on ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Teach our children godliness. Teach them to fear God. Praise the Lamb of God. Have a reverence and a respect for God lest he strike you down. That's why when lightning and stuff used to strike, we used to get in our corner. You was walking down the street and lightning struck. You took that as an act of God. You moved into a place and looked up and said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Father. Oh, God, you might start repenting right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we were taught, to fear God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When the storms start coming and stuff like that, grandmama and them would sit there and say, cut off that television. Y'all sit down and be quiet. The Lord doing his business. Respect for God. We don't stop doing nothing. We have no reverence.
Hey, Prophet.
Yes.
One of the things that I really appreciate you and your teaching. 4 years ago, you taught about you taught about that altar, building our altar in the home. This was 4 years ago, and this ain't Testimony Tuesday. But this is a testimony for the Brown family. We established an altar in a house in Michigan. We established a house altar here in California. And you spoke last week of saying that God said build an altar. And Saturday, not bragging, but we went out Saturday and found some linen and cloth and a table, an antique table, cleaned it up, and began to build a personal altar. And I can just say that has revolutionized our lives. And I know it's been a covering because, you know, our children may not get on their knees every night like they should, but I know that it's established a house of prayer here. And more families need to do that for that protection, for that covering. And I believe it will begin to revolutionize the whole country. People will consider it, you know, those who don't have it, begin to establish that prayer place, that place when they walk through the house, they know that area right there is where you know you need to be in there, where you can the presence of God is there. When you walk by, you feel convicted when you're not in there praying. And I'm just so thankful for you for establishing that and letting God give it to you to give it to me and my family. So I just want to say that and thank you.
Well, bless you, man of God. And I give all glory and praise to God. And it's because of a godly background, praise the Lamb of God. It's because of the fact, hallelujah, that the Lord, by his spirit, allow people to give me stuff. I'm serious. It just came together. I used to watch all the time, you know, like somebody would buy me a suit, and then another person, not knowing that I have this blue suit, would buy me a light blue shirt. And then somebody later on would give me a necktie, and the necktie and the shirt would match. I said, look how God has hooked this up. God that gave me everything I need for this suit. Praise the love of God. Now watch this. Watch this. The same thing I started noticing. Said, why did he give me this? God gave me this little altar. I don't even know what it was. This guy gave me this little bitty altar. And I looked at it and I just sat it down. I said, boy, that is cute. Look at that little thing. It's like a podium. So I set my Bible on it. And I would turn around at my desk and read the Bible on that little altar, blah, blah. Then the mother at the church made me a prayer mat. She made me a prayer mat. I said, Lord, what is you trying to tell me? Then Elder Love, who is my sister in the Lord, praise God, gave me a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. And I just started looking. I said, Lord, look, I got an altar. I got the Ark of the Covenant. I got a prayer mat. So I did like you, Brother Brett. I found something, praise the Lamb of God, to establish it all upon. And I sanctified all of it, and it's right there in that room right now.
Hallelujah.
It's right there in that room right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And now my children, when they get in trouble and have times that they really want to pray, they come and say, Daddy, can I go in the prayer room? We call it the prayer garden because there's plants and stuff around it. Can I go in the garden, Daddy? I said, you know what to do. They take off their shoes and they go in there and they get before the Lord and they come out and they say, thank you. I said, the Lord speak to you, or sometimes the Lord will give me a word for them while they're in there praying. Praise the Lamb. But if I don't leave no type of legacy, money, nothing for my children, I know that I have left them the legacy of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And now my sons are teaching their children. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you, if we don't do this, if we don't understand the process of prayer, because it leads to the power of prayer. And that's what I was leading to today. Praise the Lamb, to show you the power of prayer. The prayer performance, praise the Lamb. Your prayers must have performance. So your prayers are dead. And you should be concerned, praise the Lamb of God, that your prayers are not being performed. Why, if they're on the altar of God, God is not answering my prayers? That has to be something that touches your heart enough. Praise the Lamb of God. Have I just given him words? Have I just spoke and without even really considering what I'm saying to the God of the whole earth? Am I just babbling to him? Or have I come into his presence with his formula, praise the Lamb of God, and sought his face and turned to him, praise the Lamb of God. I was sitting here the other day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The Lord said, come into the place of prayer. I knew exactly what he was talking about. I went into the place and I did just like, with nobody here, I shut the door. Hallelujah. No cell phones, nothing. No computer, no cell phone. Just God and I and the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to get, people of God, into that place that there's nobody but God and you. Hallelujah. And spend time with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Quality time. And you will see powerful results in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. You will see your prayers being answered. You will watch God move and do things in your life, and you'll just be shaking your head saying, nobody but God. Nobody but God could do a thing like this. Praise the Lamb. Just a minute, you all. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. The Lord said, tell my people that I'm doing a great work in the earth on their behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For I'm drawing the hearts of the fathers back to me and the sons back to the fathers. Hallelujah. And the mothers to their daughters. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. People of God, we must come back to God. We must come back to God. There is no way around it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll never forget what the Lord spoke to me. Brett, I'll never forget, Margie, what the Lord spoke to me some years ago. He said, before I lose America, I'll destroy it.
Oh, my God.
So before I lose, he said, I established America. That's what he told me. He said, and before I lose America, I will destroy America. Pray for your nation. Pray for your city. Pray for your home. Pray for your schools. Pray for your families, people of God. Hallelujah. God is not a joke. And that word that you read every day, praise the Lamb of God, is just as alive as you are. You better know it. Praise the Lamb of God. That his word is quick, is alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It contained in the Word of God our revelatory secrets. Praise the Lamb of God, that the devil's children cannot receive. You are so privileged and blessed to receive from God, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of revelation. Don't play with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. We got one more caller. Bertha?
Hi, Pastor.
Hey,
I just wanted to obey God and ask your permission for us that are on the prayer line, since we have a couple of prayer intercessors, to pray and cover you for tonight.
Well, you better do it. You only got 2 minutes. You better do it now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Apostle Shakespeare before your throne. Father God, we ask you to let him walk and release him in his priestly anointing on tonight, that the service that you have assigned, oh God, will accomplish everything that it has been assigned to do. Release a fresh new glory upon him, oh God. Release new refreshing, new anointing, new revival, new restoration, that he will walk according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I mean, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we're out of time. Praise the Lamb. But I love you. I bless you. I thank all of you for being here with us today. Praise God. We must draw closer to the Lord. We must spend more time, like, talking about quality things. Praise the Lamb of God. Out of the Word of God, that's going to bless our lives. Praise the Lamb. I love you. I love you all. Be blessed today, knowing that I'm excited about your future and knowing that God is in your life to become brand new. Be blessed now. Love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye now. Hello, you have reached PSM International and Truth Christian Assembly Church. Sorry no one's available. Leave us some information and we will return your most serious call. Have a blessed day and we're excited about your future. Bye now.